From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Chris Faulkner, reading The Blue Jay Shaman by Lise McClendon. Now let's begin with The Blue Jay Shaman. Prologue. The Tetons scratch the summer sky, still sporting a hint of orange from the long-gone sun. Rough and hard, the mountains proved man's impermanence. Woman's, too. When I pointed my old car north, leaving behind the gallery in Jackson, the hum, the hymn of the road, gave me the feeling my life was going somewhere. Being on the road was like that, a trickster highway. Somewhere in the distance is happiness, satisfaction, whatever it takes to feel good. Over that rise, just a little farther. The mountains were quiet, sleeping. They never looked the same twice, but they always sounded like peace to me. But I crossed the pass into Idaho and drove north. For a Norwegian, a purity fills a northern mission, like the search for the Holy Grail. The lights shine bright in the north. I grew up in Montana, but my northern mission wouldn't bring me back my childhood. Montana had changed. The mountain ranges still sprang up from the prairies like gopher tunnels in a rich man's lawn. Cowpunchers still tried to live out their fantasies. And some of the original inhabitants, the Indians, remained. But sure as I'd left, some other folks had moved in. The people I met in Montana were older, but not necessarily wiser. That happens to a lot of us. But they should have known the wheels of time go in one direction only. You can't fight it, try as you might. Chapter 1. The hinges of the metal doors of the U-Haul trailer complained, the sound multiplying in the cavernous police warehouse. The darkness in the trailer cloaked unrecognizable...